Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell here with you for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. No Astros yesterday. They got the A's tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, and then onto the Mariners. So pretty big deal, pretty kind of a big deal this weekend to get to make sure that you go to Seattle with a chance to, you know, they could have a chance to be in first place after that Seattle series.
Well, they're what, down 4.5 right now?
Yeah, they play 4 against Seattle. Hey, absolutely could be in first place.
You make up 4 games?
Yeah, by winning all of them.
Yeah.
You make up 4 games.
And then you'd be a half game out.
You got 3 against the A's first.
Oh, by the time you get there, yeah. You're assuming all wins against the A's.
Yeah, I'm assuming all wins against the A's. Yes, I am.
You did beat them last time.
Yeah, you beat the snot out of the A's. You swept them. You remember that? Yeah, we can beat the A's. I think we can beat the A's.
Yeah, you got your best pitchers against the A's.
Yeah, Ronel Blanco's coming back on Sunday, too. And Jose Abreu's coming back next week, it looks like. Mm. He's going to play in Sugar Land, and then Jose Abreu's going to get back in the lineup. It'll be great.
Jose Abreu will not be on this team by the end of the year. When he comes back, he plays, he's bad, he retires, and we're done.
I would not bet against that.
You can't.
No.
He's done.
He's
hit 99 this year after a bad year last year.
Yeah, I would not bet against that. That would be something that absolutely could happen.
I mean, Espada can't win with Jose Abreu in the lineup.
And Joe Espada has to win. He really does.
Yep.
He needs to start winning, although if he wants to keep his job. And you know what? They're not helping him if they're forcing Jose Abreu. And you know what? This may be a force on him.
Why would you do that, though?
Well, Dana did say it's Joe's decision.
Dana says, and if I'm Dana, I don't want this on my hands. If I'm Dana, I'm definitely not telling him, you know what? That's Jeff's. I may not say this, but I'm like, I'm not going to force him to play him because I'm not giving Joe Espada an out to play him if he knows he should. If you're Dana Brown, you want Joe Espada to have that decision because then it's not on you. And then you also allow Joe Espada to do the right thing and the smart thing, and that's not play him. What you don't want to do is, and what Joe Espada doesn't want to do, is risk his job because of a bad decision by Bagwell and Crane. That's what he doesn't want to do. And Dana Brown's like, well, this isn't my thing at all. So why the hell do I want to tell you to play a guy that I know can't play?
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't make sense for Dana Brown, who, you know, frankly, he hasn't really done anything as an Astros GM. You know, I don't know that it's really his fault, but I'm just saying he has nothing to hang his hat on at this point.
Yep.
And what you don't want to do is, you know what I'm going to hang my hat on? Telling my manager he has to play a guy who's hitting 99. I'm going to finally take a stand and do something. Play this guy.
Well, it would come from Bagwell. It would come from Jim Crane. It wouldn't come from Dana.
Bagwell. Bagwell already looks bad enough with it. It's going to have to come from Jim Crane because it's not Bagwell's decision anyway.
No, it's not. Well, no. It certainly would be bad for the team, and it's bad all the way around if you've got to play this guy. But I can certainly see him. Listen, they're going to give him every opportunity. They're going to put him back in the lineup, and that's just something that we're going to have to live with, and especially against left-handers. I don't want John Singleton up against lefties. I would rather have Mauricio Dubon.
Yeah.
I would rather have that.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they're going to – I'm not sure that they're going to do that. I can certainly see a world where Jose Abreu isn't on this team in and it could, I don't know how much more leash you give him. How many more games? How many more games do you give him before you say, that's it, we're done. We're done with this Jose Abreu situation. And then what do you do with the pitching staff? Ronald Blanco comes back. Okay? You're a six-man rotation now for another 13 games you got in a row, 12, 13 games in a row.
I kind of think it's not the smartest thing to go six-man rotation. I think it's a smarter thing to have one of those guys as a middle reliever to eat up the big innings you need, because your bullpen has to be used so much right now that it might make sense to have, like, what is one extra starter going to do as opposed to, realistically, you're expanding the days. Why not have an extra arm to eat up some of those innings instead of just wearing down Montero and Abreu and Hader and all these guys? I mean, they Martinez have to pitch every day a ton.
Yep. Yep.
They showed their pitch. Did you see their usage chart that they had the other day? Holy crap.
Yeah. Well, Ronald Blanco getting suspended was a big reason for that. They had to go to the bullpen in the fourth inning.
That's not new.
No, it's not.
Well, the bullpen in the fourth is pretty normal with Hunter and Javier and, you know, not Fromber as much, but
Aaron Geddy has had his issues with that as well.
Who was it before Aaron Geddy? I don't even remember.
He pitched in Dallas for one game.
Yeah.
Blair Hensley.
Sure, close enough. Remember that guy got a start?
Yeah. And he won the game. He gave up five in the first, and he won the Astros won the game. No,
yeah.
I was at the game in Dallas. Right. That was a game I was at in Dallas, and they came back and won the game. So anyway, you got the A's this weekend. We had a game last night that was pretty close for a while until Tyrese Halliburton got hurt in the third quarter. It was a 2-point game.
Yeah,
and then the Celtics went on a run, and Kenny made some comments that. It's a new world in the NBA. It's not who wins, it's who loses. That's the story. So right now, I mean, you know, if the Celtics move on, is it going to be more about, and this is what we can probably play this a little bit later, is it going to be more about, Luka lost the finals to the Celtics, or Anthony Edwards lost in the finals to the Celtics, or Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown lost in the finals to whomever they lose to. Is that as much of the story as who wins?
I mean, that's what I saw somebody on ESPN claim that was going to be it. I don't. We'll see. I think it should be about Celtics, but we'll see if Dallas moves on and they lose to the Celtics, then there is going to be. Can Luka win the big game or something, that you got to start a narrative. You know, unfortunately, narratives used to be earned. Right now, because Luka's not so far into his career like Michael Jordan. I mean, that thing never even came up for Michael Jordan. Can Michael Jordan win? It was, can Michael Jordan get past the Pistons?
Yeah.
And that was a legitimate concern. Like, can he get past this team who have the Jordan rules and they're physical?
Well, don't forget, early in his career, though, no scoring leader had ever won.
Yeah, you forget about that.
Yeah.
You forget. That
was the question in Chicago, because he kept winning scoring titles.
Yeah.
And you couldn't win.
Because the idea was you're not a team.
Yeah,
you're
right.
You're just relying upon one guy. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy that was the case back then. When you said it, I'm like, oh, that's right. Yep. That was something they used to say. But I think that when you look at what the – so – we didn't say that with Jordan because we were less interested. There wasn't the 24 hours. There wasn't the podcast. We didn't feel like we had to create content. Right now, there's so much content creation going on that you've got to find new narratives to talk about. And so what's the new thing that we can hit on? And so the new thing that's going to be created is, can Luka win the big game? That'll be it if he doesn't win it. And if the Celtics don't win it, it'll flip on Jason Tatum. And is it time to reassess is it time to make changes in Boston? It'll be something like that. Where the reality is, both of those teams, if you get to the finals, you're in good shape. You know, the more I was thinking about this is kind of off that path, but J.B. Bickerstaff got eliminated. I didn't like some of the stuff I read yesterday and then again this morning about how Donovan Mitchell was kind of, you know, he was one of the ones who gave his non-stamp of, you know, he gave a no confidence vote basically to J.B. Bickerstaff. This guy who got a formerly not very good team into the playoffs, but he didn't like his game in-game decisions. He didn't like this. He didn't like that, supposedly. And the article that came out yesterday, or this morning, I guess, is where I read it, is that, you know, he should not have any say-so in who the next head coach is going to be if his situation is tenuous in Cleveland, meaning Donovan Mitchell. Meaning Donovan Mitchell. Absolutely, he shouldn't. I just wonder if he's one of those guys who's going to publicly leak, who's going to leak to sources that he's not happy with certain guys, things like that. Is that something that Ime is going to want in his building? Is that something he's going to have to worry about, that there's going to be leaks to writers that, you know, sources near the Rockets say that this, you know, that there's a disconnect between Ime Udoka and the locker room?
Yeah,
do you have to worry about that?
Is Ime bigger, stronger than that? Does Ime think
Ime can't keep something from leaking if a player wants to leak it to the media?
You know, if they trade Jalen, there's going to be Ime story. But you know what, I'm a hard ass.
Not worried about it.
So Ime, I'm a harmer.
What I'm worried about is there going to be somebody who is Donovan Mitchell, a guy who is a leaker when he's not happy about something.
Yeah.
Because I don't love that.
Well, apparently there's a couple of Astros that are leakers about Joe Espada. Allegedly.
Right.
They're leakers about Joe Espada and his communication skills. I mean, that's today's NBA. Today's Major League Baseball. Yeah. That's today's
no question. Oh,
world.
We had it with Cecil Cooper.
Yeah.
We had it with Cecil Cooper years ago.
Yeah.
It's not even today's. Remember, they were really Cecil? They had shirts like that, and they had, like, they were openly disrespectful to Cecil Cooper. They would leak stuff to the media about how bad Cecil Cooper was. This isn't new.
Yeah.
I mean, baseball actually was one of the first bratty kids, if you really want to know the truth, of the sports, where they made sure that people knew when they weren't happy. The Astros had a bratty little team back then. It was one of the things I didn't like, is you didn't handle it behind closed doors and in-house. You leak it and try to embarrass a manager. I was never a fan of that. I don't believe in that. I believe you keep your business in-house and you talk about it. And you know, if you got a problem, you keep it there. You don't leak it for everyone to find out about. That's why I don't like the stuff where LeBron was putting people's business out when he was with Cleveland the first time. I just wasn't a fan of that. Or with Kevin Love.
I like D'Angelo Russell putting people's business out there.
I mean, videotaping it and leaking it. I mean, that guy should have got the biggest blanket party in the history of life.
Like a Texas Rangers minor league?
No.
That
was for fun.
That was a good time. D'Angelo would have videotaped it and had a good time. Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff to do here this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you see the video, the Scottie Scheffler video?
Yeah, I saw what I could make out. I mean, it's
grainy.
What am I supposed to be looking at? The only thing that I got from it, I thought I was going to get something from it. The only thing I got from it is that a lot of what happened, you can't see because the officer didn't turn on his body cam, which you're 100% supposed to do, so you capture this so you don't have any uncertainties on this.
Right. Well, we did see him running up on the car as opposed to being dragged by the car. And that's the only video that we have of the incident.
Yeah, so we don't have all
But we don't see before that.
Right.
We don't see before that.
I didn't make anything out of that video because there's not enough of it contextual.
Well, and it looks like he hurt his wrist. For those of you who haven't seen it, it's all over Twitter, and so you can see.
But there's a couple spliced together.
Yeah,
and they're from distance.
He looks like he might have hurt his wrist by banging on the window of Scotty's car.
He was pretty pissed. That's why I wonder if he was dragged before
then. Yeah, we don't know. We don't know if he was dragged before then. He can make the case. It's looking bad. It's looking bad, though. It's looking bad for Louisville Police Department. If you want to know the truth, there's no video, and why suspiciously he doesn't have his video on.
Scotty's not going to have anything. I mean, you do have eyewitnesses of other police officers. So unless Darlington contradicts police, if police, this isn't a police report. So unless they have to stand by that report, and Jeff Darlington would have to not contradict them. For this to move forward, that's the only way, because there's no video. You didn't turn on, or at least, there's no video. You didn't turn it on. That's a big no-no. Is when you engage, you gotta have your body games on.
Our position remains the same as it was last Friday. I'm not negotiating as we have no interest in settling. I'm preparing to litigate as needed, and the case will be dismissed or we'll go to trial because Scotty did absolutely nothing wrong. That's his lawyer, and of course, that's lawyer talk.
My guess is
this is going to be
dropped. He's a wealthy guy,
but
they don't have body camera.
They doubled down on this thing for some reason with no video, and that just emerged here, and they're still going to. They say they're going after Scotty, which is I don't know.
If they're going to double down, it must have happened. Like, you can't see it in that video, but that video doesn't show what happened before.
Yeah.
A guy could have got up and run over to the car and started banging on it because he was down on the ground or whatever. Because what Jeff Darlington did say is he attached himself to the car.
Yeah.
Is what the he didn't say he wasn't even on the car, he just ran over and banged it. Jeff Darlington said he attached himself to the car.
Yep.
The police officer.
The police officer said he attached himself to the car. Jeff Darlington did not see that.
Yeah. Read Jeff Darlington. Jeff Darlington said that.
Jeff Darlington said that the policeman, he said, well, I think he said that the policeman said that he attached himself to the car and was dragged.
Well, he was an eyewitness. Jeff was.
We'll see what Jeff Darlington said on the other side. Right now, we're talking about Houston Safe and Lock. And if you have lock issues, this is the place to go. And especially if you're a business, because all of the different ways that you can get all the different ways with your phone, with a key card, with a fob, all of these things, you can actually just use your phone, a smartphone, to open up all your doors. This is the way you want to go. People, if you're looking for a great, great way to get the lock to your home, this is it. This is it. Houston Safe and Lock is one of the biggest and one of the best. Houston Safe and Lock does this. There's no lock that they can't install if you have any issues whatsoever with your locks. If you need new locks, that kind of sucks because something is wrong. Or if you're a business and you just don't have – you can't see who's coming and going out of your business. If you've got multiple doors, you got to be able to. Houston Safe and Lock is here for you. They will install. They will do everything that you need. And they got Medico as well, which is the most trusted brand in locks. Nobody can make a key. Only you can make a key that will fit into the medical lock. So that is the safest way to go about it. You need new locks, Houston Safe and Lock. Beltway and Westheimer, or it's King Safe and Lock, which is located at I-10 and Wirt, same company. 975safe.com, 975safe.com, 713-522-5555. Tell Derek you heard it right here.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Gilbert's been calling this week, and we haven't really had him on. He wants to talk about the Astros.
But we haven't had phones.
Yeah, we did. We had him yesterday. He called yesterday.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
And you didn't want to go to him, but I do. Because I got to find out about this picture thing that he's been worried about.
Hey, hopefully, did you get his address? I'm supposed to mail it.
Okay. Del.
I can't mail anything unless Gilbert says his address on the radio.
He was too busy listening to the show, so when I asked for his address, he never responded.
He never responds?
He was too busy listening to like the delay of the show.
Oh, he is. He's listening to the delay of the show. Yeah, I can certainly see that.
So he never got back to me.
So Lance just left. The show.
For what reason?
Headphones.
How long has he been doing this?
He just started.
Like an entire decade, two decades plus of doing this, and he doesn't get what he needs to do the job. It'd be like if he was doing his NFL job and he didn't have
He didn't have a laptop. I'm going to watch film. I don't have a laptop. Oh, dang it. I forgot my laptop. I can't watch film. Okay?
All right, I have headphones now. Because I got to hear what Gilbert's going to say because I have no idea what he's going to talk about.
Let's get Gilbert in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, Gilbert, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Ask them to win tonight. Anybody, you know, hope they do.
Yeah, right. I hope they do.
Appreciate
too, Gilbert.
Thanks for
really
the call,
do.
Gilbert. Yeah. Let's go to the next caller.
I've been going by picture. future
Let's
anyway.
Let's go to the right? next caller. Who's up next?
Thanks, Gilbert. We appreciate it.
That. So Gilbert said the Astros are going to win. Gilbert, is that all you got?
Hello?
Yeah. Gilbert, you just wanted to say the Astros are going to win? Thank you. That's all you wanted?
Yeah, we're laying a picture. We go sit.
Anyway. A picture.
I don't have your address.
Can you bring it over to my house?
I don't have your address. I'll mail it out to you.
Okay, it's, well, how should I do it anyway?
Yeah, caught yourself. So when we're done talking to you, Dell is going to get your address, and I will immediately have Esme put it in the mail for you today, okay? And then this chapter will be over in our lives.
It's an important chapter in our lives, though.
Yeah, but it's a chapter that needs to end.
You want this chapter to end, yep. The picture chapter.
So, Gilbert, the when we put you on hold, of do your not life. Hang up. Dell will get your address, and I will put it in the mail, and I will send it. Esme will put it in the mail. I'll have her, close the envelope with saliva. I will have her send it. That's all. I really shouldn't add anything else. I can't do that. I will just, HRMP will call. So I will just get it in the mail today.
Today.
If you give your address to Dell off the air, what he's going to do is he's going to put you on hold, and then you need to wait and give him your address. Okay?
Okay. I'll wait.
All right.
Hold on the line.
All right. Hold on the line. Don't hang up.
Do you have anything else to say, Gilbert?
Is there anything else, Gilbert, we need to know?
That's about it anyway.
That's about it, you know.
Hey, I got a question. What about Muhammad Ali?
I'm on the average of all time. I can beat Joe Frazier. Okay, I want to go back to sleep then. Anyway.
What about Jerry Lewis?
Wait a minute. Mind.
What about Jerry Lewis?
Oh, yeah.
Boom!
Okay, all right.
All right, go back to sleep. Wait, don't go back to sleep yet.
Wait, he woke up to call you to see about the picture, and now he wants to go back to sleep.
Yeah, but you have to give Gilbert your address. Don't forget
my address, okay?
All right, we're going to put you on hold.
What about Howard Cosell?
I'll do Howard Cosell.
I swear he's done one. Did. I thought he's done one.
I know
one.
You did.
I know I'm he Howard could Cosell. Do one.
I'm Howard Cosell. You did. You used to do a Howard Cosell.
Do you
Gilbert.
Do any other imitations?
Gilbert, you do any other imitations?
That man said he wanted to go back to sleep.
I know, but we want.
I know. But Gilbert, do you do any other imitations?
What?
Do you do any other imitations?
Don't you do an Elvis?
What?
An imitation of anyone.
No, I don't do an Elvis.
What about Archie Bunker?
No, not Archie Bunker either.
Yeah, well, take a stand, Gilbert. Stop trying to make him your puppet.
What about Fred Sanford? Lamont, you big dummy.
No, yeah. No, not Fred Sanford.
Don't let them pull your strings, Gilbert.
Lamont, you big dummy.
Hey, how about
do you remember that show? You watched Sanford and Son.
How about this man doesn't do any more impressions until he gets his picture? How about that?
What about anybody from Fat Albert? Like that one guy who used to put the thing over his face.
You all belong in hell. You two belong in hell.
Why? For what?
Gilbert, I'm gonna get your information,
Happy
Gilbert.
Happy Memorial Day,
Gilbert.
I don't know if you say Happy Memorial Day. But
no, it's not happy. It's
well, what do you say?
It's a day of remembrance, not
right?
Like,
yeah. For the fallen. Yeah, yeah, it's not happy.
Okay.
Unless you're barbecuing with a new barbecue from Texas Star Grill Shop.
It is an odd way we do that. Hey, we're going to remember all the people who gave
barbecue.
We always remember things with barbecues.
Who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country with beef.
With ribs.
And chicken.
Yeah. What about 4th of July for our country?
Yep.
You know what that could be? Hamburgers, hot dogs.
Well,
and we'll also go
fireworks.
With ribs.
Fireworks.
And chicken. And fireworks.
We're going to blow our hands.
What about
in remembrance of our independence?
We do a lot. What about Cinco de Mayo? Well, it's not even yours. Well, so we're going to do it.
St. Patty's Day.
Not yours.
Let's
we're going to do it.
Stinking drunk.
We take everybody's holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. St. Patty's.
Of course.
Cinco de Mayo. Like everybody's got to get
Christians
margaritas.
Have Christmas and Easter. Easter's not really like a big celebration, but Christmas is like, it's not yours anymore. It's buy this PlayStation. Like, okay. I saw somebody the other
day
arguing.
It's the birthday, so you get birthday presents. That's what it says.
Right. But it's not like people celebrate Christmas who aren't Christians.
My wife gives
the kids
Easter presents.
We celebrate.
And I'm like, hey, there's no Easter presents.
But we, No, but my wife used to get Easter baskets for the kids.
Well, baskets.
Yeah, but she'd get little toy, like little stocking stuffer type stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. No, she buys expensive gifts
for them. We do Cinco de Mayo. Why?
Well, because.
Why do we do St. Patrick's Day?
I
know why. It's a rhetorical question, but why do we do St. Patrick's Day? Does that have anything to do with us?
Well, the number of Irish people here, we just.
But I'm not Irish. Why am I going to be involved in it?
Because everybody's Irish on that day.
No, everyone's not. And
everybody wears green. Everybody drinks green beer. Everybody's Irish.
If you're going to be Irish, do all the Irish stuff.
And then on Cinco de Mayo, everybody's Mexican. You're drinking margaritas.
Have you noticed that it's mostly just drinking?
Yeah, mostly drinking.
Yeah.
So it's Christmas.
Cinco de Mayo. Well, Christmas has a lot of different stuff. St. Patrick's Day, they don't
Christmas
even...
Christmas parties? That's all we do.
Yeah, but that's all you do. You're not the norm.
No. All businesses have Christmas parties.
There's that a Christmas everybody party, but a lot of people go, not everyone gets stinky drunk.
And then you try to hit on the secretary.
I had drinks at Ryan LaShane's and didn't get stinking drunk. The tradition is not hitting on secretaries, madmen.
That's why
the Me Too movement came
about.
Christmas
parties are all about.
The Me Too movement came about because of this.
Well, thank you. We started a whole movement with this, with our Christmas parties. Way to go. We started an entire movement.
Is there going to be a day dedicated to that where we drink?
Yeah.
Me Too March, where you just drink on that? What about, how do you like the dry Januarys? Do you like that trend?
No. It's stupid. Lent is the only time you ever give up.
Dry January to me is just so dumb.
It's the same. Well.
We grow. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This is probably my Gen X coming out, but I just can't care enough about what about Movember where you grow a mustache? I'm just not doing that.
No.
What about where you dry January? Nope, not really. Not doing that either.
What about St. Valentine's Day where you have to buy your significant other an expensive gift?
Total con.
It's a con.
Luckily, my wife's not in on it. She goes, this is a made up thing. We're not doing this.
I've told my wife I'm not doing this. And she's like, well, I am. So
You can go to dinner somewhere and wait for a long time, or you know.
I tell you, I love you every day. I don't need
Hallmark
to tell me that I have to tell you that.
One year, I bought my wife a car.
For Valentine's Day?
That's stupid. Like third year of our marriage, maybe.
How many kids had she given you by then?
It'd have been year 5 or 6. Probably 2.
She gives you kids and you give her a car.
Probably 2. And then I realized this is
going to give her a car for punishing him with children?
Well, it was a bigger car.
Do you think she should have been rewarded for that?
No.
It was like a Yukon or something.
Why are we rewarding her for ruining his life?
No, that's when she was all in on kids.
No, you.
You.
Yeah. Oh, we were, we were both all in on kids. Now, the tone has changed for her a little bit. I'm still like, yeah, they're still fine. I mean, mostly. Actually, I like them when they're little. We both like them when they're a little better than teenage. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Teenagers are the worst.
They're the worst.
But.
You know what else is the worst? When you need siding and windows.
Oh, my gosh. That's the worst. And there's a lot of people who need siding and window after the big storm we had. Tornadoes. Tornado strength wind. Rain that was driving sideways, getting under the wood in your home, wooden on the side of your home that was torn off or that's already been dilapidated. These are areas where siding comes in. Do you know when you have their hardy plank siding, it's a lot of different types of colors. You're done painting. There's no more painting. There's no more doing corrections with the wood. You have to come in and have a handyman come in and take off part of the wood or a plank and then put a new wood plank on there. We're talking about hardy plank. It's going nowhere, folks. This stuff is durable. It looks great. It'll upgrade the look of your home. But maybe the most important thing is that you're never painting, you're never correcting, and you have great curb appeal from that point forward. And it really helps with the energy efficiency of your home as well. Same thing for the windows. Get Texas-built windows for this Texas tough weather. If you have window issues after the storm that we had, make sure that you call my friends over at Allstate Windows and Siding, because they will give a deep discount for people who say that they listen to ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Mention my name, and you will get the hookup. It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. Generations of family care enough about their product and you that they're going to give you the very best service every single time out. It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. It's pretty much a holiday show. Astros didn't play last night. Scottie Scheffler was the big story. Of course, the Celtics and the Pacers. But I don't know if that series is done, but if Tyrese Halliburton isn't around, then it's going to be done. We'll see whether or not. We'll see how bad the injury is. But he left in the third quarter, and then it was a blowout after that. But it was a two-point game while he was still when he went out. So they need Tyrese help. So they were talking about this on the show before ours. Chris Canty said this is, if you know what, this is quite possibly the easiest run that we've seen out of any champion, what the Celtics have had so far. And if anybody, God forbid anybody gets hurt in this series, this Western Conference series.
They'll have a battle, though, in the Western Conference, though.
But Denver's run last year was about as easy as it got, right?
Yeah, Denver's was.
Denver's was simple.
Denver, and they made it look easy.
Yeah.
I mean, they were dusting people, and then they got the Laker team that was a play-in team, but it still has LeBron and, you know, you still have Anthony Davis and LeBron. That shouldn't be considered an easy run, but they made it look easy. But the Western Conference will be a tough game. That's why the Celtics don't win. The Celtics are I don't want to call it a prohibitive favorite, but they're a pretty strong favorite.
I think
they're like two to one.
I think they're up for a battle against whoever comes out of the West. I think they're up for a real battle. I mean, we saw Miami win a game against them. We saw
this series isn't over, by the way. Indiana will come back and win two of the next three, and it'll be 3-2 headed back, and Boston will win in six, like we talked about. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, did you hear what Stan Van Gundy is getting a little. Stan Van Gundy, before the game one of the Western Conference Finals, said this is the best, the Mavs backcourt is the best backcourt in NBA history.
Yeah, and it's created this conversation where I just saw Mike Greenberg has top five backcourts of all time. He had Chris Paul and James Harden number five. That's pretty interesting. It's so weird to call Luka a backcourt player. I mean, he is. He's not built like a backcourt player.
No, but he is. I mean, he's the ball handler.
Yeah. The two primary ball handlers. I mean, it probably is, John. You don't have your I mean, I can't even.
I'm going to guess it's Gail Goodrich and Jerry West.
Okay. Curry and Thompson.
Curry and Thompson.
That's who his was. Is Curry and Thompson.
That you don't have Gail Goodrich and Jerry West in one of your top five, in your top five, but you have.
Well, that's years and years of success for Curry and Thompson. I have a hard time arguing Curry and Thompson. It was a little shorter lived for Gail Goodrich and Jerry West. Goodrich wasn't there as long, was he? But they didn't have as much success. What, just one championship?
Yeah, I think Jerry had one. Yeah.
72, I guess, but Greenberg has. I can't argue with Clay and Curry. This has been a long run for them, about a 10-year run, or maybe more, of really, really good basketball for about a decade. I would argue Clay Thompson maybe didn't hit that mark because of injury and things like that. But boy, Steph Curry and Clay Thompson were a really, really good combination. They both shot the eyes out of the ball. We're talking about career 40% shooters.
Yeah.
Multiple championships.
Okay, would you rather have them or Luka and Kyrie?
Curry and Thompson.
Yeah, Curry and Thompson.
Yeah, I'd rather have
them. I mean, plus to prove all the titles.
Yeah, I mean, it's hindsight because they've got titles. How can you pick? The only way you can pick Luka and, you know, is if you're just looking at basketball only and you're not using history and hindsight. And it's almost impossible for humans to do that because we already know what Curry and Thompson were able to do. But they were really, really good. I don't want people to have the recency bias of thinking, oh, Klay Thompson, how in the world? You know, Klay Thompson hasn't been that good for the last 3 years. Yeah, but when they were in their prime, they were really good.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue, is Kyrie Irving in his prime right now? I guess he still is in his prime.
Is Curry still in his prime?
No, Kyrie.
Oh, Kyrie. Yeah.
Is Kyrie still in his prime?
I think so, yeah. But Kyrie also has a history, right? Yeah, and somebody brought up, is it this Kyrie? Or is it the Kyrie in Brooklyn? Is it the Kyrie in Cleveland?
Well,
which
I can assume only this Kyrie, because there are some different. Like, he's always talented. It's just the Brooklyn one was just with COVID and everything that happened. Kyrie just basically checked out on a lot of stuff. I think he's in some ways like Arian Foster, where he's bothered by things, but instead of compartmentalizing this and working with this, it's whatever was bothering him leaks into everything he does. So it affected him as a basketball player. He wouldn't go to games. He had to take mental breaks. Of course, we know he didn't go to the bubble to play, which is his choice. But then he wanted to hang out in the bubble. Like, if you think it's too dangerous to play basketball, then you shouldn't be in the bubble hanging out with everybody. And the league said, no, you can't go to the bubble and hang out. So then he tried to get the NBA to vote, the players to vote to cancel the season, and they didn't. And they're like, no, we want the rest of our money. But nice try, Kyrie.
I'm looking. I just Googled best backcourts in NBA history. Number 61 on the list.
Corey Brewer and Pat Beverly.
Steve Francis and Ketino Mobley.
Wow. Yeah. 61 seems high.
Yeah. Tracy McGrady and Daryl Armstrong is 60.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Daryl Armstrong.
I know.
He was a good little player.
My goodness. I mean,
they've got that many? They're going up to 61?
Yeah.
Who had the time to do this?
I have no idea, but it's an interesting list, to say the least.
John Lucas and Lewis Lloyd?
Steve Nash and Joe Johnson, only 52.
Ooh!
I would.
That's disrespectful.
It is disrespectful.
Steve Nash was an MVP.
Yeah.
And Joe Johnson could.
They've got James Harden and Chris Paul, 49 on the list.
Well, that's dumb.
Whose
list is this?
I don't know. It's an NBA. I don't know. Somebody had to put the NBA
Jason
logo.
Jason Kidd
on.
And Jimmy Jackson.
I don't know.
Is that where do they have
Slater? Martin is in it.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Never saw him.
Yeah, Slater Martin and Jack McMahon.
What about Slater Kenny?
Slater Kenny.
Okay.
742 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here with us. Might as well. It's just a holiday show.
Yeah, let's
because
go.
Because Memorial Day weekend is here.
713-780-3776, Memorial Day weekend. We're not on the show Monday.
Nope.
Right?
That's the rumor. I don't know if you are, but I'm not
gonna Raheel be. Used to love to do holiday shows so he could get a different show, like a different day off. I'm like, why do I want to do a show and no one's going to be listening?
Yeah, and
why
everyone's off? Why would you want to be working?
I don't want to do that show.
Yeah.
That never made sense to me.
Well, John Daspit will probably be working that day.
John Daspit probably will be working that day. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, they don't take time off. I just saw a billboard that says he's got 12 offices around the state. Like, he's added two more offices that I didn't even know about. So he went from 10 offices to 12 offices. So anybody that's been injured due to someone else's negligence at workplace, on the roadways, in the water, wherever the injury occurred, if they are dealing with hospital bills and time missed from work and the potential for surgery and, you know, if you want somebody to be taken care of, somebody that you know or love, make sure that you call John Daspit, because there are personal injury lawyers out there who are straight, I mean, I don't want to say crooks, but they're shady. I'll put it that way, where they're simply trying to get deals done as quickly as possible. You're just a number. They just want to settle this amount of cases in a week and then move on to the next ones. And so what they do is they end up working with the insurance companies, and you're getting colluded against. How about the fact that John Daspit, they're no friends of the insurance company. They want to make sure that the insurance company does their job, which is taking care of all of your bills, all of your physical therapy, any surgeries, your time missed from work, and a fair and appropriate payout for your pain and suffering. And your pain and suffering can only be gauged by what you're experiencing. And yet, you know, the insurance companies will try to put a number on that, and it may not be a very fair number because they're trying to do right by their clients, which are, you know, the insurance company's lawyers are looking out for them. They don't want much of a payout for you. John Daspit's going to make sure you get treated fairly. 713 call now. That's the phone number. Keep that handy or give it to somebody who is dealing with these very issues I talked about. 713, call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, 7:48. Our next guest, want to make sure and put a spotlight here on Houston. And Bob Biggerstaff has been around for a long time here in Houston. He's been a successful working comedian, a guy who is a big sports fan, and chances are you may have had some interaction with him on Twitter and not even realized it. And Bob has gone through some interesting life challenges, and in classic Bob Biggerstaff fashion has turned it into a comedy set called Butt Stuff. And Bob is going to be at the Improv, and we bring in Bob Biggerstaff. Bob, welcome in. First of all, you were diagnosed with colorectal cancer. It was something that you've had to fight through. You got a lot of medical bills, and so this is going to be a concert. But you want to raise money to help with those bills. I mean, you're working. This is a job for you. You're working, and you're doing your part to pay your bills. But I want to make sure that we spotlight this for you because you've been a guy who's been Houston's very own. I mean, you've been here longer than Lance McCullers, and he wants to be buried in the H. You probably will be buried in the H for sure, Bob. And you also are actually out there performing comedy as opposed to making coffee.
That is true. I mean, it is a benefit show. It's more it's less for me and more for Cigna. I got to be honest with you.
Okay, well, lay it all out because I did probably a poor job. Lay everything out.
That's okay. November 2022, I had my first colonoscopy, and they found a couple of things. Now, one thing I had forgot that I left up there, but the other thing they found was wasn't supposed to be there. So I got diagnosed with colorectal cancer in November of 2022. I had chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, and now I'm 100% cancer-free, and had my last surgery a month ago, where they reconnected everything, and I'm doing well. I mean, it could have been a lot worse. I mean, I guess technically they said it was like stage three, but I'm doing fine. It certainly could be a lot worse. There's a lot worse people out there than me. But, you know, throughout the whole thing, I've been telling jokes and writing jokes, and I've got a whole new show about all this stuff. So, you know, anyone that has been affected by cancer, which is probably everybody, or have had it, whether it be personally, you know, from themselves or family members, friends, you know, if you're looking for something to do Tuesday night, have a good time and laugh about some serious things, come on out to the Improv. I know it's going to be a hilarious show. I got a couple of funny friends on it too, and we're going to have a good time.
Bob Biggerstaff with us here on ESPN. Old friend of the, man, we had Bob on back in the day.
Yeah, we had him on a while back. Yeah,
a long time ago. Uh-huh. It's good. That's good to hear, though, Bob, that you beat it. Congratulations on beating the cancer. And the title of it, Butt Stuff? Is that what you're doing, Butt Stuff?
It's Butt Stuff.
A lot of butt jokes in there?
Well, there'll be. That's where the cancer was. Yeah. I want to make fun of it, and you know, being a comedian, I gotta. You know, they tell you that laughter is the best medicine, but I honestly preferred chemotherapy.
that's also good medicine.
That is good. Yeah,
it's that a little harder on you than the laughter, but yeah.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais said, "Yeah, prayers are good, but you know what? What works better?"
Yeah. Medicine.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, I'm really an advocate now for, I tell people, you know, get your butts checked. Your doctor might say if you're 50 or over, some say 45. My doctor that did my colonoscopy, she tells people 40. So that's what I tell people, you know. Men or women, I found out women have butts too. So not just men.
They do.
If you're 40 or over, or you're having any, we'll say, number two problems, go to the doctor. Get yourself checked out. It's the best thing you can do.
Yeah, it really is. I almost think, like, so I've got some stuff that runs in my family that we have to be careful of. And so I went earlier than usual, and they found some polyps, and they just, you know, they cleaned stuff up. And they said, you're fine. You just need to make sure and check up on this.
I didn't have anything in my family, but... you know, just was having some problems. So, yeah, you gotta get it early.
So, is your walkout music, we gonna do that butt thing?
You don't know that song, I bet.
Do you know it?
I do not.
It's a great Cajun song.
Dale, can you play?
Dale, can you find it? We gonna do that butt thing?
Yeah, it's one of those. It's like one of those Cajun song where they're playing on a washboard.
Yeah, we gonna do that butt thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
You could play. That could be his
that
intro
could be
music.
A walk-up.
So you're one of the rare. All right. So you're a baseball fan, and all the Astros yeah. have their own little walk-in music.
Yeah.
You know, up to the walk up to the plate music. Do you have anything that you've used or do different comedy? You've been at Comedy Cellar in New York. You've been to some of the top comedy spots, and this is going to be held at the Improv here in Houston. But do you have anything that you've asked for? Have you ever had your own walk-up music?
No, you know what? I'm one of those guys. I don't. I used to be. You guys haven't seen me in a while. I've lost like 50 pounds from the last time you saw me. And before, when I was fatter, of course, every hilarious sound guy would play "Fat" by Weird Al uh-huh. when I was coming to the stage. And I so then I just got to the point where I would say, just play anything except "Fat" by Weird Al.
Well, you're not Bob Biggerstaff anymore. You're Bob. You're Bob Smallerstaff now.
Yeah, there you go.
But John, Biggerstaff.
Biggerstaff.
Kind of a good
It's
name
smaller
too.
Staff now.
But what? Is that really what yes, you want exactly. to use?
No, you don't want to be a smaller staff.
You know
See
how, many,
how easy
you
that
know
is?
How many text messages I've gotten about saying, hey, sorry your dad got fired by the Cleveland Cavs.
Oh, yeah. It's not. That didn't happen yeah. to Bob Biggerstaff's dad. You guys are not yeah. related. You and JB are not related.
Yeah, there's two reasons we're not related. First off is his last name's Bickerstaff.
Right.
He's Biggerstaff, and he's black.
Yeah.
Right.
Those two things that were kind of giveaways.
It doesn't mean you can't be related.
I wish I was joking. I wish I was joking. People have seriously messaged me and been like, are you related to that guy?
Well, other than the different name, yeah. Other than the different yeah. names, no.
You're on the Last Comic Standing as well. You know what's funny is that was a really successful
years ago.
To this day, I remember watching Gary Goldman with who I still think is one of the funniest comedians. He's he's got his niche, you know, style of comedy, but I think he's brilliant in the way he delivers it. He also had a great documentary about dealing with depression that I thought was really good. But some of the artists who came out of there, some of the comedians who came out of those years of Last Comic Standing were really, really good comedians. It really was a successful venture.
Well, that was the only way to be seen by millions of people. I mean, when I was on it, I made it to like the semifinals where I got to go to Vegas. And that's, you know, back then more people were watching regular TV all the time.
Yeah.
So even with, you know, terrible ratings, you're still getting 5 million people to watch you. I mean, you couldn't,
wow.
a lot, you know, comedians didn't want to do the show because we don't, you know, contests are not, you know, when things are subjective in their voting, you know, comedians don't want to do something like that where somebody else is deciding whether you're funny and you can still be funny and they cannot like you. But you couldn't deny the fact that of the reach it had.
Yeah. It's like the Top Chef of comedy. And it helped you, didn't it? It helped your career.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm at a right now. I'm calling you from St. Louis. I'm working a club here right now that was like the first club to headline me once I was on that show.
That's cool. Bob Biggerstaff is with us here on ESPN 97.5. It's at the Improv. What's the date? What's the date?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
This coming Tuesday, okay. May 28th.
Okay, this coming Tuesday. And you get the tickets at improv.com.
Bob, how do you get tickets?
ImprovTX.com.
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 Okay, so, and he's going to do that butt thing. You got that? You got the butt thing song. Here's just what you need to walk out to, Bob.
I might have to now.
I don't like swimming. I just like chasing them big butt women. We gonna do that butt thing.
See that?
We're gonna do that butt thing.
It just tells you exactly what it's
about.
There's no, there's no drama
beating around the bush here.
There's no, yeah, they're not trying.
Well, they
to,
are beating around the bush.
Yeah, but you don't have
My
to
butt
decipher
was making some of those noises.
Yeah, your butt was making. Now that's a great walkout song. We're gonna do that butt thing.
I think I might have to use it.
Yeah, come on.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you got it. And you can credit us here on the show.
You live here in Houston, which is close enough to Louisiana that we can get away with stuff like that. It's kind of like Cinco de Mayo. It makes more sense for us in Texas, at least, even though we steal it from Mexico. It's like, yeah, we're close enough.
Yeah.
And we can use Cajun stuff here.
Yeah, you can use Cajun
here.
Yeah,
we're close enough.
Yeah, we're close enough.
You know, and even cancer stuff aside, with all the issues we had in Houston last week with losing power and stuff, I know people are looking for, you know, to have a good time, come out to the show. I mean,
yeah,
we lost power. I lost power at my house for like 4 days, and my wife lost 64 pints of ice cream.
No. 64?
Yeah, I said my wife because I wasn't allowed to eat it. It was all fancy ice cream, like, I forget, there's these companies in Houston that make these, like, small batch, and they text my wife at, like, 2 in the morning. They say, meet us here at 8 in the morning. For $10, you get a pint.
That sounds a lot like drugs, Bob.
Bob.
I got to be honest with you.
I know.
Bob, sounds like
it sounds a lot like a drug addiction, only with ice cream. Small
well,
batch.
If you like ice cream with Cheez-Its.
We got the good. Oh, no, I love Cheez-Its now.
No.
We got the good stuff. We got the good stuff here. You want to come get this? We're moving it out of the back of the. We're moving out of the back of the truck here at about 3 a.m.
So you weren't allowed to eat it.
You
weren't allowed to eat it.
Illegal. It could be something illegal because she sends me to do it.
Yeah. Huh.
I mean, you'll go. You'll do the time then.
Yeah.
Smart.
But seriously, guys, everybody needs to. You know, guys and girls, get a call and ask me if you can. People always ask me after the shows. You know. They always ask me, you know, if all the stuff I say is real, and people will ask me, you know, they don't want to get a colonoscopy because they think it hurts.
No.
And I'm like, it doesn't hurt.
It's
they
a
knock
long
you out
nap.
And you don't feel it.
It's a nap.
You know, it's not like they wake you up halfway through. You like that? Yeah. Look at the monitor. Yeah.
I was out for mine. You were awake?
No, he's
no,
out.
No. Yeah, I was out.
He said they don't wake you up
No, it's a great nap. Actually, you're going to feel great after your colonoscopy. And I don't know what that means, what that says about it. But I remember I took a great nap. It was a great nap. So, yeah, go get your colonoscopy and make sure that you're okay. And because if you catch it quick, like Bob did.
I was feeling great after mine.
Yeah.
I was feeling great after mine until they said I had cancer.
that ruined it?
I was feeling.
Oh, man, I feel so refreshed. I'm sorry. What did you find?
I was feeling great.
You gotta make jokes about things, guys. Life is short.
I felt great after mine because they didn't say that to me. They didn't say that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Most people, they probably will say that.
ImprovTX.com. ImprovTX.com. Tuesday night. Bob Biggerstaff. Hey, Bob, man, have a good show tonight in St. Louis, and we'll see you back here in Houston.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Kind of ruined his his nap.
No, he was having a good.
He was having a good. I felt good right up until they said you got cancer.
Yeah, and then that kind of ruined it.
Ruined it. Ruined everything. That'll ruin it. That'll ruin your day. Anyway, we got here. We are 713-780-3773.
Bob's really funny. Like for real, he's open for some of the biggest comedians. Bob has been a working comedian. He's traveled the country and. The Comedy Cellar in New York. He's been a regular over there at times. And so, yeah, for sure. Go check him out. Bob is very, very funny. And he's just got a bunch of colon jokes.
Yeah.
And cancer jokes. Like, who does that?
Bob Biggerstaff does.
Yeah, not a lot.
Right?
But Bob is.
I hope he walks out
because
we're going to do that butt thing now.
Yeah, well, there's a chance.
That'd be great. That'd be great if he walks out to we're going to do that butt thing. Hey, I got to talk about my man. Kent Jones is awesome. He is awesome. Kent Jones is going to make sure that you get your mortgage. Do you want to have a mortgage that actually you're going to save money on? Well, he can save you thousands. He has saved people thousands of dollars. He really has. And you, my friends, can save as well. I walked into my mortgage signings just, let me sign this. Yeah, what? Okay, sign this. Here's this fee. Here's that fee. Here's this fee. And I was just like, there's a lot of fees here. Well, Kent Jones is like, hey, we can solve that. We can help you with that, okay? Because that's what Kent Jones does. He does it every single day. 29 years, dude, has been saving people money. 713-520-LOAN. 713-520-LOAN. 975loans.com. It is the way you don't. This is the biggest purchase that you're going to make, your house. Why wouldn't you shop your mortgage? Why wouldn't you have somebody who's going to work for you? Why wouldn't you have somebody who conscientiously is going to make sure that he gets you as many savings as he possibly can? Thousands in a lot of cases, and that's at signing day and throughout the life of the mortgage. So do it. Don't just take whatever mortgage. 975loans.com, 713-520-5626.
Dreamway Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 248-2473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356-118.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.